This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers Podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
We are breaking down some of the jailhouse phone calls, actually all of the jailhouse phone calls between Ruby Frankie, Jody Hildebrandt, Kevin Frankie, and whoever else may be involved in these calls. I'm going to warn you, they are very bizarre, but it's a very interesting look into the mind of what was going on here with Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt. We're now going to go to a call, this one between Ruby and her husband, Kevin Frankie, talking about facts, talking about truth, and we'll comment along the way. Let's take a listen.
Facts.
And please see the truth. I know it's obscured.
I'm where I see the facts, I see the truth, and that's what I'm gathering.
You know my heart.
What are they charging you with?
2 degrees of second two. Charges of second degree felony for child abuse.
2 charges of second degree felony child abuse.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's very serious.
I have It's interesting. I had the prompting over the last month to read Viktor Frankl. I was reading him, and it was like the worst part was not knowing the end. He said he had an inmate that's man searched for meaning, and he was a prisoner in World War II, and he said the worst part and the greatest bringing of depression was not the lack of food, and it wasn't the weather conditions. It was not knowing how long it would last. So I think I was prepared for this. I do feel strong. Mm-hmm. I feel calm. And you know what? They may... Adults have a really hard time understanding that children can be full of evil and what that takes to fight it. You've seen what it takes to fight evil. It's not the person you're fighting. And it can look like something it's not. And you've been there. You know that. And so I don't know any adults who are going to see the truth. So I'm calm about this, and I just pray that you'll hang in there.
Let's stop there for a second. Children are full of evil. No, children are full of being children. And quite often, children are full of themselves because they're children. That's how that works. And when you're a delusional adult... and you can't see that fact, must be evil. Must be the devil. And adults won't see. If you ever find yourself in a situation where you're going, I don't think adults, I mean, and not just like this person or that person, but adults as a whole, won't understand your behavior because it's abhorrent and everyone's against you, it just might be abhorrent behavior.
You have 1 minute remaining for this call.
I think I can call back, but...
Yeah, but just in case, I'm preparing to step up and fight for the children that have been taken. And there's going to be a hearing in the next couple of days here in Provo.
I'm sorry, I signaled to Joe. Will you say that one more time?
Yes. I'm prepared to step up and fight for the children. They've been taken into custody. They're in foster care, and there's going to be a hearing within the next 2 or 3 days.
What about Abby and Julie?
Them too. All four were taken.
Where did they go to get Abby and Julie?
I don't know. They while I was with them, they got Abby, and they were looking.
You have exceeded the allowable time for this call. Goodbye.
Let's just talk about what kind of horrible parents these people are. They talk about, I'm prepared to go fight for the children. They're your kids. Kevin Franke, a horrible father, I think by all accounts, letting his mentally ill wife just take the kids, run away, go live with Jody Hildebrandt on her compound, and have no contact with your kids. And there's nothing legal that was separating you from doing that. That was your choice. That was your agreement with your wife. And then to be shocked that all these things are happening when you already kind of knew she's a bit unbalanced. Yeah, let's go. Let's let her go do that. I mean, what's going, I don't know what's going through the mind of someone like that other than I do believe Kevin is somewhat of a victim of her abuse. But again, it goes back to one of these things. You're a freaking adult. Stand up for your kids. Nothing should be coming between you and your children. Not somebody's bizarre religious beliefs, not your wife, not anything. In theory, you should both be there for your kids equally. But these kids seem more like objects to them. And nuisances. The way Ruby talks about children being evil. And no one's going to understand what she had to do to get the evil out of them. We don't have the greatest foster system in our country. There are certainly some good people in it, without a doubt, but there's also a lot of really horrible people in it as well. You're kind of playing the odds sometimes when kids go into it. I would play those odds with these kids, honestly. Having them in that system versus being with either of these monsters. Let's take a listen to one more. This is Hildebrandt talking about giving her information. Let's just take a listen. I'm not quite sure the context. Let's listen.
Begging God, like, please help me understand why I'm in this. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Begging God, asking why I'm in this situation. Self-aware, isn't she?
And he gave me some information yesterday, and then today really sealed it with some scriptures that I'd love to share it with you.
Ooh.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to get some scriptures. We're going to get some scriptures begging for the information. You got it. Yeah, this is healthy behavior.
You got it there.
I'm reading the Articles of Faith by Talmadge. This is an excellent book.
Uh-huh.
I think everybody should read this book.
So yep, I've read that one. That's pretty deep read in some regards.
It's not clear who she's talking to as of this moment.
It hits all the principles, you know, with a lot of clarity. So I've got a woman that's interested in the church, so I've been reading some of this to her as well. So she's a Jew, and both her parents are from Jerusalem.
Really?
Yeah. And she's like,
oh, that's cool.
I believe that Jesus is the Christ, and it's great. So
wow, that's neat.
Like the Bible, the book.
You're in jail on child abuse charges after all the horrible shit you're doing. And you're converting Jews to Christianity through your fucked up Mormon beliefs? Just the amount of disconnect from reality here is beyond comprehension. Did this? It's great. Look at what I'm doing. I'm doing this wonderful thing. I'm converting people. Converting Jews. They were born in Jerusalem. And now I got them. Hey, by the way, you're here because you're abusing the shit out of kids. Huh? What do you mean? Just disconnect from reality.
All at the same time.
That's cool.
So.
Who is this douche? That's cool. That's a deep read there, Jody.
So there's a section he's talking about, talking about the second coming. And, you know, I'm coming from this place of I was just getting ready to move, and all of a sudden I ended up in prison. You know, like, what in the world?
Oh, yeah. Martyrs. They're trying. She's searching for a way to justify why she's in prison. And it has something to do with the second coming, and she's a martyr, and nobody understands. I mean, this is the work of what one needs to do, essentially, for survival, when you can't take accountability for your actions. That's what's going on here. Let's continue.
And, you know, one day you'll know all the details, and it'll all make sense. But
one day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the Lord talking to the disciples. They asked him, like, when shall these things be? Like, when are these things going to come to pass? And so he starts talking about the last days. And he says that nation shall war against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. But, and then he goes, but before all these that he just talked about, they shall lay their hands on you. Now, I have been praying for 5 months, like, explain this to me. Like, what is going on? Like, I'm willing to go there, but please let me go right side up. Like, if you want me to be there because you want me to be there, then great, great. I will not resist it at all, but please help me understand. So I read this morning, and I just wept and wept and just thanked him and thanked him and thanked him, because it just all click, 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 click. So he says, but before all these things, you know, nation rising against nation, they shall lay their hands on you. And I'm like,
like, oh my goodness.
Prosecute you.
You have 1 minute remaining for this call.
Back.
Yep, call me back.
Did you hear that? Okay.
Yeah, call me back.
Does it even need commentary? The mind is an amazing thing. The way that people are able to wrap their mind around religious fervor to justify their own horrible, horrible acts, and make themselves and twist themselves into being the victim. She's being persecuted. Persecuted for abusing these innocent children that weren't even hers. There's a lot more to come. Press subscribe so you don't miss it. We're going to keep breaking these down here with the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you like the podcast, be sure to like, subscribe, and press that bell so you don't miss any of our updates on the cases we're following for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast from True Crime Today. And thanks.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.